Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Hey, Dave.
Yeah, Randy.
Since we founded Bombas, we've always said our socks, underwear, and T-shirts are super soft. Any new ideas?
Maybe sublimely soft.
Or disgustingly cozy.
Wait, what?
I got it. Bombas. Absurdly comfortable essentials for yourself
and for those facing homelessness,
because one purchased equals one donated.
Wow, did we just write an ad?
Yes.
Bombas, big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase.
You'll know real when you get it. It'll say eBay Authenticity Guarantee and you'll feel it. Maybe it's a head-turning handbag, a watch that says it all, jewelry that makes you look like the gem, sneakers and streetwear so fresh every step feels fly.
When it comes to style and luxury, eBay gets it. They're making sure the things that you love are checked by experts. Not just any experts, specialized experts. Real people who love this stuff with real hands-on authentication experience.
So when you see that shiny blue checkmark that says Authenticity Guarantee, shop with confidence. Every inch, stitch, sole, and logo is verified authentic through a detailed inspection. That's how you know that eBay's got your back.
Because when you finally step into those sneakers, put on that watch, get your real gold glow up, swing that handbag over your shoulder, or step out in that streetwear, you'll realize that feeling is unlike any other.
With eBay Authenticity Guarantee, you can trust that feeling of real is always in reach. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit ebay.com for terms.
Welcome everybody to Fat Mascara. I am Jess.
I'm Jen.
We are very excited about this episode for a couple of reasons. One, we have the most fabulous guest, Chris McMillan, celebrity hairstylist. We've been trying to get him for a while and he is on the show live. Well, I mean, it's not live when you're hearing this, but we recorded with him in real time. He was sitting on his couch out in LA. It was really cool, really fun chat. But also, this is a very special episode because we're dedicating it to the salon workers, the cosmetologists, everyone who is affected by COVID. We are donating the proceeds from this, from the audio sponsorships for this podcast, to the Professional Beauty Association's COVID-19 Relief Fund.
Yeah. So the other reason we're dedicating it to you guys, I just want everybody to be aware of where the art salon workers and people that we love in this industry are right now. There's about 770,000 people employed as barbers, hairstylists, and cosmetologists. And get this, they earn on average just under $28,000 a year. A lot of these people are independent contractors. They work day to day, and that's a lot less than the average national salary here in the United States. Again, we know we have international listeners, but I'm just talking about our U.S. Barbers and stylists. The average salary here is like $54,000, and they're making a lot less than that. And really, the majority of these people are unable to work right now. So this relief fund, tell us about it, Jess.
The relief fund we're donating to is run again by the Professional Beauty Association, or PBA. It's a trade group for barbers, hairstylists, salon workers, and cosmetologists, and it offers education, advocacy, and charitable outreach, plus they also run trade shows and industry events. So right now, the PBA's COVID-19 relief fund is providing grants of $500 to licensed beauty professionals who are unable to work due to the horrible virus. This includes cosmetologists, hairstylists, nail techs, makeup artists, massage therapists, and more. There are so many people in the beauty industry who are affected by this. The funds are intended to be emergency aid for short-term immediate needs, such as food and bills.
So, like we said, all of our audio sponsorships will go to that fund. Now, if you're someone who would like to benefit from that fund, you can get a grant, or maybe your stylist, you want to reach out to him or her because you're thinking about them, let them know about this grant process. What they have to do is go to probauty.org, that's probauty.org, /COVID-relief-fund-application. I know that's a really long URL, but just go to probeauty.org and you'll find a link there on the homepage. We'll also put these on fatmascara.com. And so they just have to fill out a form and they can get access to emergency funds that maybe will help them keep things going, pay some bills, pay the rent until this passes. So that's what we're doing.
We're really excited to put this show together for y'all. Really excited to talk to Chris. So let's get to the conversation.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass?
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Since 2013, Bombas has donated over 100 million socks, underwear, and T-shirts to those facing homelessness. If we counted those on air, this ad would last over 1,157 days. But if we counted the time it takes to make a donation possible, it would take just a few clicks. Because every time you make a purchase, Bombas donates an item to someone who needs it.
Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
You'll know real when you get it. It'll say eBay Authenticity Guarantee and you'll feel it. Maybe it's a head-turning handbag, a watch that says it all, jewelry that makes you look like the gem, sneakers and streetwear so fresh every step feels fly.
When it comes to style and luxury, eBay gets it. They're making sure the things that you love are checked by experts. Not just any experts, specialized experts. Real people who love this stuff with real hands-on authentication experience.
So when you see that shiny blue checkmark that says Authenticity Guarantee, shop with confidence. Every inch, stitch, sole, and logo is verified authentic through a detailed inspection. That's how you know that eBay's got your back.
Because when you finally step into those sneakers, put on that watch, get your real gold glow up, swing that handbag over your shoulder, or step out in that streetwear, you'll realize that feeling is unlike any other.
With eBay Authenticity Guarantee, you can trust that feeling of real is always in reach. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit ebay.com for terms.
So as we mentioned, we are recording remotely with Chris McMillan, a stylist who has worked with the biggest celebrities in the world, including Kim Kardashian, Miley Cyrus, Sarah Jessica Parker, Jennifer Lopez, and of course his longtime client and friend Jennifer Aniston.
He's also the owner of the Chris McMillan Salon in Beverly Hills, and like many of you, he's just trying to manage his business, care for his employees, and keep it together. So we wanted to have him come on and talk a little bit about that, but also hang out, kick back, and gossip about hair. So thought we could use a little light in our lives, a little fun conversation, and that is exactly what we did. Welcome, Chris McMillan.
Wow, the technology. We're here with Chris McMillan. Chris, thank you for joining us remotely. How are you doing?
Thank you. Thank you for having me. I'm doing well. Today's a good day.
Right? That's, you just got to check in day by day, right?
Yeah, it's one day at a time. Like truly, it's today's a good day. So far, so good.
Okay, just to give us a little bit of background before we get into your career, let's talk pandemic, because what else can we talk about? How is it affecting you and your salon and those that work for you? What do you, the salon is closed, I'm assuming.
The salon is closed. And I think I was the first or second salon. I was the first big salon in Los Angeles to close. It was somewhere like it was March 10th or 12th. Somewhere around there. It was a Wednesday. I've been kind of flip-flopping because I work with Jennifer Aniston, obviously, and I've been working on the morning show with her. And we went back to season 2 of the morning show, and we worked on Monday, and we worked on Tuesday. And Tuesday, everything kind of felt a little weird. I realized around the set, it started getting real.
Yeah.
And I went to work on Wednesday at the salon because we weren't going to go back till Friday. And so I went to the salon, and it also felt weird that day. And then while I was at the salon, I got an email that production has shut down. We will not be working on Friday, and we will assess the situation and let you know. So,
and you like, so you were early to deciding to close your salon.
I closed my salon. So Wednesday, I canceled my last two clients because once you get, once I get something in my brain, I'm a hypochondriac. So I couldn't get out of there fast enough. I canceled my last two clients, and Wednesday I decided to close the salon down.
Yeah. How are your stylists like handling it and the people that clean your salon and all your workers? What's going on with them?
Okay. So as far as the stylists, they're all independent contractors and I speak with all of them. I call five of them every day. And I got to say, I do Nancy Myers' hair, the director.
Yeah. Yeah.
And she was already 7 days in quarantine by Wednesday. And by Friday, she kept telling me, she's like, Chris, you got to get out of there. Chris, you need to lock down. Chris, you need to shut. She goes, you're a leader in the hair community. You need to set an example. And I got to really give Nancy Myers a lot of credit for the move that I made by Friday, shutting my salon down. I let people stay in there Saturday and finish out their week, but I was not there. So yes, everyone is, the beauty industry, not only is my salon affected and all the, you know, hairdressers are pretty much a paycheck to paycheck kind of a business. You know, they're independent contractors, so they're not employees. The only employees that I have are my salon manager, my front desk girls, and my cleaning crew.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Other than that, everyone else is independent contractors. So thankfully, as a salon owner, the circle that I have to worry about is my salon manager, is the cleaning crew, and the front desk girls, which I still have the front desk girls working.
And you're checking in with everybody who's the contractors. So
yeah,
that's good advice.
And I'm checking in with like all my independent contractors. I've been there 20 years, so I have a really great relationship with my landlord.
That's good. Yeah.
So he knows I've never missed a payment and I've done nothing but make that building more beautiful. And
right.
And so he's great. He's fine. And he said, I'm here, whatever you need. Just, you know, we'll figure out the payments when we come back. You don't have to pay me until you guys get back up and running. So
that's great.
I think there's been a lot of love out there and a lot of people willing to help.
Right.
So I think people are really connecting to human interaction rather than governmental or like financials or banks and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. We're trusting each other as humans right now. We're not trusting. I'm not watching the news. You know what I mean?
Yeah, it's scary because they don't know what's going on.
Yeah, if something happens, it's I'm going to find out. We're not in a bubble.
Right.
News is traveling through humans communicating like this right now on a computer. And I think we're getting really good information like this in a grid. The Brady Bunch. We're the Brady Bunch. We're all chatting Brady Bunch style these days.
It's so crazy that like we're having this conversation. I'm looking at you in my upper right corner, Jen in my upper left, there are producers. You know, you are, I'm looking at you, you've got like your little headphones on in your house, but you are, you know, you're a businessman, you're a salon owner,
yeah.
But you're also, you know, it sounds so corny saying this, a celebrity hairstylist. I feel like I'm like reading a, you know, People magazine boldface, you know, celebrity hairstylist, hairstylist to the stars, Chris McMillan. You know, you are the rare hairstylist who is a hybrid of all of these things. I mean, how did you plan to become like a salon owner? Did you plan to like do celebrities' hair? Like what was your end goal?
My plan was to do five people's hair a day and charge them $100 each. So I would make $500 a week. I would make $2,000 a month. And so then I would rent an apartment for $1,000 to $1,200 a month. I would get a car that I think I was looking at like Volkswagens or something that was like $250 a month. So that's how I thought about it. That way I was able to do what I do. Like I always kept it in that sort of, that's how my brain thinks. I'm a real, believe it or not, I'm a real simple thinker.
And did it just snowball from there?
Because yeah, I'm just pretty sure all of a sudden it happened.
You don't charge $100 for a haircut anymore.
You know, I was given opportunities to prove myself, and I've always taken advantage of those opportunities. I truly, from the bottom of my heart, was meant to do hair. I really was.
Whose hair have you been doing that, like, the longest? Like, who was the first person that got this $100 haircut?
My mom.
Okay.
My mom always had bleach blonde hair, Farrah Fawcett. Like, my mom always had cool hair. Always. That was her thing. She always had great hair. She loved her hairstylist, Nick. She always had great hair. She was pregnant with me. And that's the first hair salon I went that I worked at was Nicole's in Manhattan Beach on 10th and Manhattan Avenue. When I graduated high school, like the next day I worked there because I had my license already.
Oh, wow. You were like in it to win it.
Yeah. My mom was like, you're doing hair. I'm like, but they're gay. And she's like, yeah, you're my gay son. I've known since you were two. It's okay. You'll be fine. And I was like, well, okay then.
Wait, you told me too. I remember you said you have some client. I want to say her name is Barb.
Bonnie Grider.
Oh, Bonnie. Tell us about Bonnie.
Bonnie Grider lives. It's so funny. Her daughter texted me yesterday and says like, how are you? Are you okay? Is everything okay? I was like, how's your mom? And she's like, Bonnie Grider is a third grade teacher in San Pedro. And she has a standing appointment with me since I'm 18 years old. Every month,
my God.
She gets her haircut and I still charge her. I basically do her for free. I charge her $65 for a haircut and she tips me $35.
Oh my God. And she comes to your salon.
She comes to my salon and even Jen knows, like, can you come to my house on Friday at 4 to blow dry my hair? I'm like, oh, I can't. She's like, Bonnie, right?
Jennifer Aniston knows about Bonnie.
Jennifer Aniston knows about Bonnie. She's like, okay, do Bonnie and then come over as soon as you can.
Would like a mega celeb like Jennifer like come to your salon just like a regular person? Or like do you always go to her?
Well, she comes all the time. She loves it.
So like she might be behind Bonnie like waiting to check out.
No, she to check out. I sit and my salon is an old 1930s bungalow house. So it's very private anyway. So it's very easy and comfortable for people like Jennifer to come and get their hair done. And I am kind of like in the center. So, but she knows everybody that works with me and everybody knows right. I do her hair. So it's not like nobody's like bothering her and everyone knows that I'll kill them if they do. Not literally. Yeah. Like
no one's like got a Sharpie asking for an autograph.
Nobody is, you know, every now and then you'll see like someone walk by like, oh, I'm just checking my messages I'll check them. I'll be like, excuse me. And they're like, sorry, I'm sorry, sorry. I was like,
put the phone away. Have you really done that? Have you really checked someone?
Of course.
That's how he stays in the biz, right? This long. I have to think, though, Bonnie's been around since you were 18. I'm not going to age you.
But that 55. Means you've seen.
Okay, there you go. Do some math, people. But that means you've seen her through a lot of trends and styles, her
Absolutely.
And your other clients.
Absolutely.
Do you ever regret any of the like styles or cuts you've given anyone in the past?
Not really. I've always gravitated, I think I have. I'm not like trying to prove myself and do something crazy and be the most creative. I really, truly do want people to look the best that they can look. But I also do love change. Like Linda Evangelista, when she had long hair and she went short, love that change. She looked just as good, you know, and I've watched, you know, Madonna, you know, and her changes and people like that. Like I've always been influenced by change. I remember when my mom had long you know, she had like Pamela Anderson, Farrah Fawcett hair, and she came back with highlighted, low-lighted Cheryl Teagues hair. Mm-hmm. And then from that, she, you know, like in the 80s, she cut her hair short and it was sort of like the L'Oreal Freehold mousse campaign. Like my mom came back as Rachel Ward, you know, haircut. And so I've seen really beautiful changes. Like that's the kind of changes I like to see. I'm not trying to like be dramatic and prove myself through hair, but I like to change people's hair. Like someone that has like feathered hair and then you give them a bob. And that was, you know, a really nice change.
You just mentioned, yes, you're not really working in the salon, but you had been working on the morning show. The hair is like good, but not great. I'm not being rude. I'm saying it looks like a real news anchor.
Yeah. Well, that's what
was that purposeful?
Yeah, we did that as we wanted Alex Levy to be relatable, almost, you know, real. I mean, it's a moment. Steve Carell's character, I can't even think of his name right now. That's how long it's been. You know, just got fired and she's, you know, unraveling at the seams. Yeah, she's stressed and she's touching her hair a lot and it's all new for her.
Okay, what would be in Alex's shower, do you think? What a woman like that.
What would be in Alex's shower?
Would it be Drunk Elephant's new hairline?
Of course it would be. Because probably because Tiffany Masterson and Chris McMillan sent it to her. And for her to try.
Okay, we have to talk about this line though. You just collaborated with Drunk Elephant. Is this the first hairline that you've ever worked on?
No, I actually worked with Jen. Jen and I worked on, here we keep talking Jen, but Jen. We did Living Proof together.
Oh, right. Living Proof. That's of course. Right. Did not have your name though. Didn't have your name on it.
Did not have my name. It was a product that came to us and then we, you know, worked with them. And that was a really nice stepping stone to get to Drunk Elephant because I did learn a lot about science, about ingredients and about a philosophy behind a hair care line. And when Drunk Elephant, Tiffany Masterson, obviously, is a family friend since we've been children, since we've been kids.
What a small world.
So it was kind of an organic collaboration. It wasn't a forced collaboration. It was more like family friends. She, you know, when she came out with the bar, the skin bar, the first product, immediately she gave it to me because I've always cut her hair. And so I've always been kind of a guinea pig anyways. She tests on humans, not animals. And I was more than happy to be a human tester. And so I know I'm very familiar with the Drunk Elephant product skincare line. So it was a no-brainer. And about 3-4 years ago, we were at a birthday party together. And we were like, what about Drunk Elephant for hair? She's like, yeah, what about it? So like, it just kind of was an organic, natural progression for us to sort of do this together. You know, I was able to use my guinea pigs. You know, I have a hair salon that immediately the testers would come to the salon and I would immediately shampoo my clients with it. So it was really an easy way to start working on the product.
So what should we know if we want to try them? Like, these are not just standard products. Are there any insider tips for using them?
The insider tips for using them, like, first of all, like the scalp scrub is amazing.
Yeah.
So I don't know if you're familiar with the baby facial.
Yeah.
Yes.
So the Drunk Elephant baby facial is the baby facial for the face. That's like the Drunk Elephant exfoliating product. Okay.
That's the exfoliating product is the same thing for your scalp. So the philosophy basic, and that's what I love about Drunk Elephant. It there's a philosophy, there's a point of view behind it. And healthy scalp, healthy hair. And I think healthy hair is very youthful. And I don't mean to like tie it in, but it couldn't be more perfect for where we're at this very moment in history, for to feel healthy and to take care of ourselves. I mean, not only do we want to like be healthy because this coronavirus wants to knock us all down. So if we do get it, we want to be healthy so we can fight it off. And we want to stay healthy. And meanwhile, while we're trapped in our houses, we might as well take care of our hair and our skin and our bodies And, you know, like it was really fun to go to the grocery store and buy everything in sight, Kraft macaroni and cheese, and make it. But now I'm like, okay, I tasted everything.
No. This is not the Kraft mac and cheese of hair products, people.
Yeah, no, but now, like, I haven't had Kraft macaroni and cheese in forever. But of course, I bought it because we're going to be stuck in the house.
Because it was the apocalypse. Was like, you were like, I'm going to go down having mac and cheese. Yeah.
Yeah. It's like, okay, we're good. I'm done. That was fine. I don't need that. It wasn't as good as I remember. It's like going back to McDonald's after 10 years.
They changed the recipe. I'm convinced.
I see that. So what I love about the Drunk Elephant product is it's a real simple, easy line to use. So healthy scalp, you can exfoliate your scalp. It feels really good. Then the shampoo, the Cocomino Glossing Shampoo, which is... it's like a creamy lather rather than a sudsy foamy.
I didn't need barely any. I was like, wow, you need, I have long hair and it only took like a dime, not even.
And it's, there's no parabens, there's no sulfates. All the ingredients are very thoughtful. We didn't rush. I mean, we've been working on this for 3 years. It's not like we rushed to get it out and hurried it up.
Yeah.
We, you know, the launch wasn't even supposed to be until the 1st of April. And we did it like a week before. That's the only thing we rushed was, we have nothing better to do. Let's launch it now. I might as well.
Now, when I think of hair products, like hair product launches, I'm like, there better be a good one in there, because I have like under my sink about like 20, like half used, not even half used, like 3/4 used hair products have dust on them. Because with hair products, I feel like they're hard to use. Just as a category, you must have clients who are like, I tried that, but it didn't work for me. Like, unlike any other product.
Well, it can be confusing. Also, you're like,
it is confusing.
You know, you start buying products and you're like, which one, like, which one do I buy?
Or is my hair thick or wavy, wet or dry? Like, what, like, for some reason, hair products are hard.
Yeah, they can be. Well, we didn't. We have one shampoo, one conditioner, and they're for everybody. They're for thick, fine, you know, curly, dry, gray, colored, you know, it's a thoughtful product. It's a real simple line of product, and it's not expensive. It's not like, you know, it's you're getting a luxurious product at like a decent price. And you will use it all.
Is there any mistake though that you notice with your clients, like people are using mousse incorrently or too much, you know, leave-in conditioner? What are those mistakes you see over and over again?
Well, I see that people misuse, like, oh, my hair's so flat. I used the conditioner that made my hair, that flattened my hair down. I was like, well, did you put it on your scalp? They're like, I put it everywhere. I was like, shampoo your scalp, condition your ends. Shampoo your scalp, condition your ends. So Your scalp is the dirtiest part. That's like, you know, your sebum glands and your oils, they come out through your scalp. And what you want to do is you want to, like, especially people that like, oh, I have really greasy hair. This has got a nice pH balance and it will not dry out your scalp and it's not going to weigh down it's not going to make it too oily. I'm telling you, it's so thought out.
What about with styling products? Like, what are the common mistakes people make with those?
Well, shampoo and conditioner, like shampoo your scalp for like exfoliate. So you want a good, healthy head of hair to start with. And then what I do find out with styling products are people will, one, use too much. And they'll like, oh my God, this mousse. And they'll put tons of it in their hair. And then all of a sudden they're like, my hair's so dirty now. Or serum. They won't really know how to put serum in them. Like comb it through their hair and all of a sudden they've got this whole greasy hairline.
He just raked it through his like bang area. That's not a good serum usage.
Yeah. So you always want to, like, when you're using a serum, which we like to use them. We don't have a serum yet, but we will. We're going to have a whole line for you guys. Trust me. Everything's in the works. We started out with a really simple line. Put serums in the ends of the hair. Your ends are the oldest part of, you know, you got to remember from here to here is 2 years old.
From your bottom, like from your body, your chin.
From your jaw down. Yeah. Your hair grows about a half an inch a month. So 6 months worth of, like, 1 year's worth of growth is 6 inches.
Wow.
If we're in this pandemic longer, That's going to cause some issues. I'm sorry. That's a lot of hair.
That's a lot of hair. There's a lot of long hair, but you can watch me on Instagram because I'm going to teach some hair cutting tips on how to
cut. Okay, there's a good question.
Cut your own hair.
Are we allowed?
Yeah, of course.
I really want to cut my own hair because you're saying the thing of, I'm still stuck on that six, what'd you say, like two, from chin down?
A half an inch a month your hair grows. So anything from your chin down is like from 2 years ago.
Okay, like I've read this theory that it, like the old hair harnesses like the old energy. I know that sounds woo-woo, but it really has old energy.
I am so woo-woo-y. I am the most woo-woo-y guy. You need to cut that energy off. It's just not doing you any good.
This is energy from like 7 years ago.
Literally, just start by cutting like an inch off the bottom. Split it down the middle, pull it forward, and just kind of like, do you have scissors at your house?
I mean, the scissors that like people use to cut meat.
Utility scissors to cut meat. I love that.
What are meat scissors, Jess?
Ouch.
You don't even eat meat. She's a vegetarian.
I mean, I use them to open boxes.
That just hurt my penis for a weird reason. Like, I'm so sorry to like say that. Is that bad to say? But like, I'm like, no. my penis just went ouch.
No, they're like, it's like the circumcision scissors.
Oh, God, Jen.
Poo, poo, poo. No, they're like these blue plastic scissors, but they're really dangerous.
Like the kitchen shears.
Yeah, the kitchen shears. They're
utility
really dangerous.
Utility scissors that everybody have. Yeah, but yeah, you could pull it forward. And are you quarantining alone?
No, I'm with my husband and baby.
Okay, so they can help you. You can pull it to the front and then you can cut the front like an inch. Do an inch. Get an inch of bad energy. Get an inch of bad energy off.
Well, then and then you'll feel lighter.
And then comb it down the back and then have your husband play dot to dot from one end to the next in kind of a horseshoe style. You don't need to go straight across. Just kind of
he's doing a rocking motion.
This is, you know, Chris, right. This is why they pay you the big bucks. This is already like, you've lost me. Like when he was like so elegantly, like in a horseshoe style, I'm like, all I see is me evening it out. Like, no, you know, when you need to like even something out, but you just make it shorter and shorter and then you mess it up. So you like need
go shorter and shorter. Yeah. But yeah, that's why we don't need big changes. Just do an inch.
Okay.
Oof.
An inch.
And since we won't be seeing our hairstylists and colorists for a couple months at least, is there anything we should not be doing right now which will screw them up when we get to see them again?
I just think,
for example, using meat scissors to trim the ends.
But that's, I mean, like, listen, you can order on Amazon thinning shears.
Okay.
That's actually a nice softer way to cut your hair because it's the first whack isn't whacking it all off. It's kind of like, and then you didn't commit yourself and then you can see like each
thinning shears.
Each
it's past, like the baby steps of scissors.
It's the baby steps with scissors. Each passing is like, oh my God. This is, and then of course you're going to be addicted and you're going to be like, honey, come here. I want to try this on you. Oh, look at the baby. I got to cut the baby's bangs. You know, like, you will get into it.
So let's talk about some of your favorite products that you are using right now. What is comforting you? What is your skincare routine right now? I know you're keeping fit.
It's so funny because I got some Drunk Elephant products and we kind of launched them. So I got them and the scalp scrub, the exfoliator, I'm using as a body scrub.
Oh, la la.
Oh, wow. That's very indulgent.
So I've been having a lot of, and I have a ton of old samples of it. So I've been really like taking care of my skin because I can. I've been exfoliating my skin and I've been, you know, exercising a lot. I do this exercise and it's 50, 40, 30, 20, 10. So I do 50 lunges.
Oh my God.
I do 50 push-ups. I do 50 air squats and I do 50 sit-ups.
That's some CrossFit shit right there.
Yeah, it's very CrossFit oriented. 40, then I do 40 of the same, then 30 of the same, then 20 of the same.
Are you burning a nice candle when you do this? Like a nice comforting home candle?
What do you mean?
What is that? Oh, it's Santal. He's got the Santal candle. That's a good one.
That's in this room. It's I'm like savoring it because they're closed and I'm not spending money. That's one thing I'm not doing right now. I'm not really spending my money on, like, I did buy some masks and things like that. And I'm spending my money on helping small businesses around the community, like definitely doing that, like restaurants and things like that. But so I've been using the body wash and the body lotion by Drunk Elephant. I mean it, like it's gone. I love it. And I'm not really good. I found when I was spring cleaning, like you were saying, underneath your sink, like I have so many things. Well, I spring cleaned and I had a ton of half bottle products of a lot of things, but I found a box of medical grade Vaseline in these little packages. And I've been using that on around my eyes.
We've heard that.
I did notice that you look very like, maybe it's just the reflection of the light in your glasses or something, but your eyes look good. Like you do look really nice.
But, you know what? I think we're all getting a little rest.
Yeah.
And I think my eyes, I'm like, instead of waking up at 5:15, I wake up at 6:27.
Oh, wow. You're really sleeping in.
Yeah. Like wait, 6:30. So yeah. So I think like my eyes, I've noticed I have really sensitive eyes. So I can't wear eye creams. They get in my eyes and they burn. And so I've been using, that's a weird thing I've been using.
That's dermatologist Vaseline. Approved. We've heard that from dermatologists we interview. Vaseline works. It sure does.
Yeah. I found this box of Vaseline packets and I've been putting that on my face and it's been really great.
And are you getting an early bed too? I feel like it's like, I don't know. I just feel like your lifestyle is very like regimented right now. It's like wake up early, the 50, 40, whatever.
50, 40, 30, 20, 10.
Yeah.
It ends up being 150.
Jeez. Oh my God.
I know. Sometimes I'll do 40, 30, 20, 10 just to do 100.
See, routine is important.
For me it is. I am a sober alcoholic, so I'm really good with routine.
You have to stick to the habits that work for you.
Yeah. You know, and
congratulations, by the way.
Oh, thank you. That. October 14th, 1999, evasion, possession, hit and run. We can talk about that another time.
We will, but we congratulate you on your sobriety then.
Yeah, it's good.
Okay, so routine is important. So before we let you go, we do this with all of our guests at the end of our interviews.
Yeah.
We have like a little speed round. Are you up for it? A little speed round of questions? He's ready.
I love it.
Okay, 5 questions that we always ask.
Yes.
First up, what was the first beauty product that you fell in love with?
The first beauty, Paul Mitchell sculpting foam.
Ooh, the foam. I don't think I know the foam. Okay.
I know Awapuhi, but the foam.
It's like a leave-in conditioner, but in mousse form, and it smells like the beach. And it just makes your hair amazing. And it's from the 80s, and I used to scrunch girls' hair with it upside down with a diffuser, and everybody looked like Madonna.
With the diffuser?
Of course.
Do they still make it?
Absolutely. The Paul Mitchell sculpting foam. And don't think we're not going to try and copy it. Drunk Elephant and Chris McMillan. We're going to copy that.
All right. Jen, hit it. Next one. What's your favorite ice cream flavor?
My favorite ice cream flavor is from Rite Aid. And it is, malt flavored with little dried marshmallows in it.
Okay. He's a high-low kind of guy. I didn't even know Rite Aid made ice cream.
Rite Aid, like Thrifties. It's a malted crunch.
Oh, we have heard that from other guests. Thrifties. A lot of people talk about that. It's like a West Coast thing.
Yeah, a malted crunch is what it's called.
Malted crunch. That's so funny. Wow, I can't say I've tried that one.
It's malt flavored ice cream with a little like dried marshmallows and chocolate chips in it, like shaved. Yeah, it's chocolate malted crunch is what it's called.
What's the song that pumps you up?
The song that pumps me up is
like, what's your jam?
What's my jam right now? I'm so embarrassed to say this. It's Nails, Hair, Hips, Heels by Todrick Hall.
Yes. That is a good pump up song.
It's just, I kind of just discovered it recently because I'm a late bloomer on RuPaul's Drag Race, and I started watching it at season 9, and then I worked my way down to season 1, and now we're on season 13 or 12. And but there's like nails, hair, hips, heels, good.
It's good. It's a beauty song. I like
don't
it.
Think I know this song.
Jess, I will play it for you after.
Okay.
It's I'm not, sure. It's,
I think I already love it.
It's crazy. It's so funny. And the video is amazing and it's funny. I don't know. But that at this moment has been really fun.
Okay. It's an energy we all need right now. Okay, yeah. So what do you do to relax? I know you're relaxed right now, but usually what's your like unwinding activity?
Netflix it has been. And right now I'm watching, I forget what it's called, but it is, I get into a series and it's about those two lab chemist girls that work for the government who all the, like when you get arrested for, and they're in Massachusetts, one's in Amherst, one's in Boston. And they, when they,
I forget the name, but Netflix keeps trying to get me to watch it. Like comes up every time right
it's
away.
So
cause I love a documentary.
Good. It's so good. Well, being a sober alcoholic, it's like, so like, yeah, when I got arrested, when I went to buy crack, I was like, where did my crack go? Cause someone, it
to this lab
and it went to this lab and it like went to the, and then where do they stockpile the drugs? And now there's a Netflix show and now I know where all those
where
drugs
does are. It go?
Watch this show to these okay. girls.
It goes to these girls. The girls to have it.
Sanja Farouk and I forget the other girl's name.
If you're in the Boston area.
If
yeah.
you're
so
in the
funny.
Boston area.
Okay, now I'm intrigued.
It's very underfunded and nobody really cares. And now I'm like, they're making money.
Wow.
Like, where does all those drugs go? Because they got busted.
I think before I go to sleep tonight, I'm going to be giggling to myself. Where did my crack go? That's the funniest like, thing I heard all day.
Like, did Officer Pisek and Officer Hale keep it? Or like, where does it go? Like, now I know.
Crazy memory.
I know my arresting officer's name.
Officer Hale.
Officer Pisek and Officer Hale. And Officer Hale was a girl. And when I was in the backseat of her car, she's like, so what do you do for work? Like all of a sudden you like reality sets in. I'm like, I do hair. And she's like, what should I do with my hair?
As you're getting arrested?
Oh no, my arresting officer, I gave a consultation to in the backseat of the police car.
You know?
Yeah, I actually did. But I'm a chatter. I talk with people. Like my checkout girl, I talked to her about her hair.
Did they give you any leniency or did they like write you like a good reco to the judge? Like he was very compliant and like a nice guy and like go easy.
No, they didn't do that. But but the judge ended up while I was on probation, mm-hmm. the job, I was so diligent and so good and always looked nice and showed up on time. And he was like, you're just too good at this. He's like, we're erasing your record. It's like it never happened. You are a stand-up student. I was like the judge's teacher pet of probation. It was nice.
See, second chances are worthwhile. Yeah. Some people take advantage of them.
Absolutely.
Good for you.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Yeah.
So our last question before we let you go, at the end of every show, we raise a wand, a mascara wand, to something that we love right now. Could be anything, could be a product, a person, a show. What do you want to raise a wand to?
To the Drunk Elephant Glossing Shampoo. Seriously.
Done and done.
I'm telling you, it's a sliver of help while you're in quarantina and you are...
Quarantina.
That would be my RuPaul drag name. Like,
yes.
Pam Dema or Quarantina. If I was a contestant on RuPaul's Drag Race.
Love it. Yes,
which,
yes, yes.
Which is on tonight. It's the glossing shampoo because... I'm telling you, I read an article, a girl on Instagram, and she said, in this, I haven't shampooed my hair in a month. I'm depressed. I'm this. I shampooed my hair with this. It was a creamy lather, not a foamy sudsy. And she goes, my hair, it smelled good. It felt good to do something like this for myself. She goes, even my frizzy hair came out as waves again. It brought me back alive. I know this sounds crazy, but it inspired me to reopen up the book to my new hair routine.
Okay. I mean, I'll take that.
That's quite the endorsement.
It was an endorsement, but you know what? It really is. it was something really nice to read in a time where, like, you know, people like, where are we going with the beauty industry? I'm really excited to, you know, have my ears and my eyes open to whatever this industry goes to. I think it's going to be a new, you know, I'm like, oh, I've always wanted to wear my hair like that, but I've never, like, I could never do that. It looks great on you, but I could never wear a gray streak down the middle of my head. I think people are going to like, I can wear a gray streak down the middle of my head, or I can cut my hair like Michelle Williams, or I can, you know, cut bangs, or I can, you know, I think that we're going to come back a little more open-minded and a little more grateful for the things that we took for granted. 100%. The simple things in life. The simple things in life.
Thank you so much, Chris.
This was so fun.
This was,
Thank you for having me.
Thank you, Chris.
Anytime.
Thanks for listening. Our show is produced by At Will Media.
Be sure to follow us on Instagram at FatMascara. Go to FatMascara.com to get a link to our private Facebook group and hit us up.
If you have a beauty question, you can send it to us at info@FatMascara.com. We'd love if you send us a voice memo. We also want to hear your razor wands. Send those to the same address, info@FatMascara.com.
And if you like what you're hearing, please leave us a review on iTunes. Just throw us some stars.